Hello, and welcome again to Not Just a Rainbow Podcast. Today, Catherine is as usual with you, and we are going deep into the next uncovered topic. I hope you enjoy my project and please share my podcast with your friends. It will help me to discover new topics about sex and relationships. Okay, let's start. The most risky sex position in the world isn't some wild, crazy move like face sitting or using exercise balls. It's actually something pretty common that you've likely done before. So, this UK surgeon dude, Dr. Karen Raj, who's big on TikTok with 5 million followers, says that the most dangerous sex position in the world is actually reverse cowgirl. That video that blew up online. So, last year, Raj made this video that went super viral, where he talked about how the reverse cowgirl position leads to like half of all penile fractures during sex. If you don't know, in reverse cowgirl, the person on the bottom lays on their back with their junk pointing up, then the other person straddles them, facing their feet, and can either bounce or grind. In this position where the receiver is on top, the giver can't really control the speed and rhythm of the thrusts. If things get out of sync, there's a risk of the male member getting injured. Raj explained that even though there's no actual bone in a penis, it can still get hurt. He mentioned that a penile fracture is basically a tear in the tissue that helps a penis get hard. The most risky sex positions in the world. Reverse cowgirl isn't really a big threat to guys with penises. But believe it or not, there are plenty of other everyday positions that can also lead to some broken dicks. According to a study from 2017, doggy style is the riskiest sex position, making up 41% of penile fracture cases. Missionary with the guy on top comes in second at 25.5%, and woman on top is at 10%. Aside from the usual stuff like getting jizz in your eye, straining a muscle, or getting an sty, there aren't really any other ways to accidentally hurt yourself or your partner during sexy time that don't involve breaking a penis. According to Men's Health, the riskiest sex positions that can lead to a broken dick are ones like reverse cowgirl. You've probably tried these positions before. Take the eager chef, for example, where the person receiving sits on a bench or table with their legs wrapped around the giver's waist, who is standing and thrusting. It's great for some kitchen action, but not so great if you lose your balance, fall, and end up bonking your head on the floor while sending pots and pans flying. If you're looking to spice things up in the bedroom, try out the Swiss ball blitz or stairway to heaven positions. The Swiss ball blitz involves the giver sitting on an exercise ball while the receiver squats over their lap. Just be careful not to get too carried away, as you don't want any accidents like in reverse cowgirl. And with stairway to heaven, the receiver is in control while the giver sits on the stairs. But be cautious with your movements to avoid any possible injuries from overenthusiasm. Just remember to have fun, but stay safe. Riding cowgirl style and leaning back too far can put too much pressure on the penis and cause it to bend too much. Men's Health says if you feel a weird tugging or hear a crack, you're going too far. Another risky move is the butter churner, where the receiver has their legs up and over their head while the other person comes down on top. This can also cause the penis to bend too much, and for the receiver, it can lead to neck injuries if things get too intense. So maybe ease up on those positions if you don't want any painful surprises. The spider is when you and your partner lay on your backs, facing each other like crabs, with the receiver's hips between the giver's. Your legs go over the giver's knees and rest near their shoulders. You rock back and forth in this bug-like position, but be careful because it can strain the penis and make your arms and elbows super sore. So basically, using the pogo stick position where one person is standing and the other is hugging them while their groins are touching can be pretty dangerous. The person being hugged could get dropped, both people could fall, and if they're not in great shape, the person standing is probably gonna hurt their back and neck. So yeah, to sum it up. When you're getting busy, there are tons of things that could go wrong. But the key to preventing any mishaps is just talking it out. Keep the convo flowing about what you're into, what you need, and how you're feeling during the act. This will make sure you both have a good time. Stay safe and enjoy yourselves to the max. Now that you know all about the crazy stuff that can happen during adventurous sex, you might be feeling excited about all the different ways you can mix things up. But hey, no need to go straight to the acrobatics just yet. For some people, just starting sex can be nerve-wracking, let alone suggesting something like the butter churner. Talk to your partner about what you want to try, play some sexy music, and take it easy. Just because a position seems wild or adventurous doesn't mean it's automatically better. Safety and comfort should always come first for you and your partner. It's fun to explore the world of vanilla sex, or if you're into trying new positions, just make sure to consider your body type, strength, and flexibility. Not every pose will work for everyone. Have fun in the bedroom. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.